Say this with me. I choose to receive my breakthrough. I choose to receive what Penuel has for me. I choose my transformation and my victory. Amen. Glory. There's just an atmosphere in here, but you got to catch it. Hallelujah. We're going to go back into last week. Last time I got to speak, I spoke about the breaker anointing, and we just stepped into it, the breaker anointing. And I just want to encourage you, the breaker anointing is for you. The breaker anointing is in you. The breaker is in you. Just say that with me. The breaker is in me. See, sometimes we account that to somebody special. We account that to especially a prophet. The prophet has the breaker. You know what? The prophet has a breaker. That doesn't mean it's the only breaker in here.
That's right.
All of us have a breaker. And we just begin to employ it, to begin to be aware of it. The more you're aware of it, the more you can employ it. The more you employ it, the more you'll see it. And the more you see it, the more it'll be noted and accorded to you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So all of this began, and I'm going to give you just a little review because not everybody heard the last time. But Zechariah 4, the Lord was dealing with me about something, and I was trying to move it in my own strength. However, how many people have tried to do that? I tried to move it in my own strength, and the Lord said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. In other words, I needed to start addressing and letting the spirit address for me. Because those things, there's a thing that happens where it doesn't matter if you have all the power and dominion of a king in the land, you still don't have enough power to get it done. If you're Bill Gates, there are certain things that no matter how much money you have, you still can't get it done in your own strength. Why? Because it takes God moving. It takes God moving. There's some things you cannot move the heart of men with just money. Now, you can affect the heart of men with some money, but not everything can be moved. Okay? Not everything can be accomplished that way. So all those things are what we do in our own strength, but God has a new plan. God has something bigger. God has something bigger for you. Because see, this breaker is associated with a gate. The breaker is associated with the gate. The breaker happens, he intersects and interacts with us at the gate. How many of you have come to a gate in your life? How many of you need a breakthrough in your life? Sometimes we're coming to a gate and we don't even know we're at the gate. Sometimes we're at a gate and we're waiting at a gate. Hello. Hello. And we're not supposed to be waiting at a gate maybe in that moment. If we get at the gate, we're supposed to be employing the breaker. We're supposed to employ the breaker because the breaker pushes it through the gate. See, a gate is a place for expansion. A gate is a place because you're going from a confined space into a greater place. You're going from inside the city to outside the city. You're going from inside a prison cell to outside freedom. It doesn't matter what it is, but there's whatever that gate might be, but there's a time when we got to step through the gate. There's a time for stepping through the gate, and that means that we need to acknowledge the gate, number one. We need to acknowledge the gate, and we need to acknowledge that the breaker is with us. To overcome the gate. Because sometimes we get to a gate and we just look at it. You ever seen a cow at a new gate? There's a reason for that statement. They just stare at it. They just stare at it. They don't even try to get up there. They just look. And they don't even know what to go. But see, there's a reason. See, when we get to that gate, we got to know what to do. When we get to the gate, we got to begin to say, okay, wait a second. That might be a gate. That gate might be trying to keep me from getting out. It's got to go because it's got to move because why? The one who is the mover, the one who is anointed for that is in me. The gate mover, the gate opener is within me. That breaker is on me to move the gate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Micah 2, verse 13, it says, the breaker has come upon them and they have broken up and have passed through the gate and they are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and the Lord is on the head of them. That's in the King James Version. Now, let me just read it to you out of the Message Version. Hallelujah. I want to lay some scriptures on you. I want to give a little bit of explanation. And then I'm going to whip out the big weapon. I'm going to bring Tina up here. And we're just going to blast this whole thing. Come on. All right. So here it is. Out of the Message version, it says, "Then I, God, will burst all confinement and lead them out into the open, and they shall follow their king, and I will be an out in front leading them." Is that powerful or what? I will be out in front leading them. Where do you want to be? Man, I want to be tucked up right in behind him, just be tucked up right in there and just following right in his draft. If you're following in his draft, see, there's going to create a vacuum that pulls you in. If you're following in his draft, I remember I love racing cars, and I know this is not something that you guys should be doing. But anyway, there's a thing called a draft when you're in a car. And if you get up close enough on another vehicle, it'll actually suck you forward. It'll pull you forward because there's nothing in front of you, but it creates a vacuum that actually pulls on you. And so now you're going forward for almost no effort. But then, see, if somebody does that to you, I did that with a semi-truck one time. I got so tucked up on me, I don't know if he even knew I was there. He probably was mad if he knew I was there. I followed him for like 30 miles, but I got like 60 miles a gallon while I'm just tucked up right here behind him. I will say, do not try this at home. Hallelujah. When that happens, see, that's the same thing. That draft is what the Lord is drawing and he's pulling you with. When he goes out before you, now all of a sudden, instead of having to fight your way and struggle and do it all in your own strength. I'm tired of trying to do everything in my own strength. I want to follow with the Lord and let him do the breaking. Let him do the way making. Let him do what he's already created to do because it's his power and his force in us. Hallelujah. So that's Micah 2 and 13. See, a gate is a narrow place. Out of all the area that's around there, that gate becomes a narrow place. And that gate, that narrow place means that there's going to be a moment of decision. Am I inside or am I outside? Am I in or am I out? See, sometimes a gate is used to keep things separated. They want things separated. They would actually require the leper to be on the outside of the gate. The leper wasn't allowed to come in because they wanted a separation. A gate can be a place of isolation, but it also can be a place of expansion, of acceleration. There's an acceleration that happens when we go through a narrow place. When we come into an enlarged place, let me just read you this this is a simple, very basic carburetor. None of your cars use these anymore, but basically when you have a fluid, air is a fluid, when you have a fluid and then you move it through a confined space, that confined space compresses it. And because it's compressed, it now accelerates and goes faster. It creates that pull on the backside, which is what pulls the fuel out of the fuel bowl and brings it down into your engine. And you shaved off all those little bumps there so that it could go through faster or go through. It would actually slow it down and it would have no vacuum. It's only because it went through a confined place that gives it the acceleration. It's the acceleration. And that vacuum is like the testimony. When you begin to break, you get your breaker, you get your breakthrough. Like the pastor was just teaching about some breakthroughs during the offering. And when you release about your breakthrough, it creates a testimony. That testimony is the vacuum that draws somebody else in. Why? Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is working to draw you through. It's drawing him in. Hallelujah. The breaker is often associated with the prophetic, like I said earlier. A lady who, she was probably close to 30, I won't say exactly the age, but close to 30, had not had children and had been told she could not have children. Had been told there were so many reasons that she could not have children that it was just impossible and just don't even think about it. And yet, this prophet that I came up under, he said, "Ma'am, I understand that's what they say. But let's ask the Lord what he says." And when he began to inquire with the Lord, his Lord said, had released this on her. And he began to just release this on her. And that woman now has 5 children. Okay? It worked. It worked. And some of them are already in the mission field. Okay? So, I mean, God has a way of taking breakthrough. Okay, but see, that doesn't even stop there, because her testimony is now established the same thing in others. So they got in on the draft. They got in on the vacuum that was created behind the testimony. See, when God is the breaker, when he's the one going before us, it carries everybody else along with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Samuel 5 and 20 is the word Baal Perazim. It's basically, that's the breakthrough anointing. Okay? That's the breakthrough, because in other words, it's like a breach of waters. Have you ever experienced a breach of waters when it happens? I can tell you what was the last flood that we had? Harvey. But when Harvey happened, there wasn't even a break in the dam. The water just was so bad, it just went over the dam. Off of Lake Livingston. And so my brother-in-law lives on the east side of the river. The river rose up so much. He is normally 75 feet above the river. The river rose so much there was 5 feet of water in his house. You know, the 48-inch line was underwater in his house, which is an amazing thing. But even more amazing was that there was a shed that was in his backyard we found it like a block down the street. There was a lawnmower that was in that shed, a riding lawnmower in that shed that was 2 houses over and in the backyard behind that person, where the flood carried it away. See, when the break forth, when the waters just broke forth, it moved everything in its path. That's the Lord of the breakthrough, Baal Perazim, breaking through and everything gets moved. Baal Perazim is that breakthrough. But see, that Baal Perazim comes from a root word called Perez. Do we know anybody around here called Perez? Apollonio. What's Apollonio known for? Wow! What is this? What is this? It's an outburst. Guess what? What's the definition of Perez? It's a gap, a bursting forth, an outburst. An outburst. In other words, what he's doing is simply his name. He was already named for it. He's calling forth his character right there. It's who he is. He's called to break forth. He's called to break out, to be an outburst. And that's what he's doing. He's fulfilling biblical prophecy in his name. Hallelujah. Going from confined spaces into enlarged spaces. Going and doing and moving with the Lord where he would call him. You can't go anywhere in the city without them knowing Apollonio now. I mean, it's amazing. Every time I encounter somebody, they start telling me about something that Apollonio did. And I'm like, how did you get over here? Do you not know that, you know, your home was over there? Glory to God. But he's an outburst upon our city. Because why? Because God is in him. Because God is active and he's just now calling forth and releasing what God put in him. Amen. He's acting out the breaker. Hallelujah. I said earlier that the breaker is associated with the prophetic. But mostly it's associated with the anointing. It's associated with the anointing. And that's why every believer has an anointing. Every believer has Christ in him, the anointed one, and his anointing. It's with him. And that anointing is the breaker that is upon you. It's within you. And it's time for us to acknowledge and release. Isaiah 10 and 27 says this, that the anointing will break the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke because of fatness. Why? Because the more of God's word, the more of him that you put inside of you, the greater it expands you. And the more it expands you, all of a sudden, the yoke will not even fit on you anymore. when you let the word go in and germinate inside you and grow inside you, sometimes fatness is considered a problem, okay? But in this case, it's good to be fat with the word. It's good to be fat with God's promise. It's good. Why? Because now that means those shackles that used to be upon you can't be even placed on you because they don't fit anymore. See, our breakthrough is not supposed to happen just for a moment. It's great when things happen for a moment, Carla, but it has to happen for a life too. It has to be a transformation. It should be a place of transformation. It's that Penuel moment, and I'm spitting all over this mic, and I'm sorry. Glory to God. It should be a moment of transformation that stays for a lifetime. See, your breaker not only breaks through, but you know what? When that breaker broke through for my friend, now she has 5 children, that breaker isn't even done. It ain't even done. Cause why? Cause her testimony is still releasing others to break through. That yoke of childlessness cannot be put back on her. Cause it's broken. It's broken. Its real association is the anointing. I look at the anointing as the communicator of grace. It's the communicator of grace. The anointing is what communicates. In other words, it's what transfers grace. Something's coming out of heaven and into the earth. It gets transferred because of the anointing. It's the anointing on your life. Glory to God. So when Genesis 22 and 17, for those who remember, what does it tell us about our gates? It says to possess the gates of our enemies. And the breaker is here to fulfill the promise. The breaker wants to come alongside you in the gate. The breaker wants to come alongside you and burst open the gate for you. Burst open. Basically, just like that flood wants to come bursting through. He wants to be the Lord of the breakthrough in your life. We see him being the Lord of the breakthrough in David's life, and what happened? When he went up, he had the breaker on him from a little boy. And when he went up against Goliath, what happened? He slayed he slayed the lion too. He slayed the bear, but he slayed the giant. And guess what? Once he slayed the giant, that door was open because now it requires 8 or 9 other giants that got slayed also after David did. There's not a giant that was slayed until David did, but the breaker came alongside him and shifted it. Now we need to understand there's a principle here. The breaker comes along the apostolic to open the door. The breaker comes with the apostolic. The apostolic must have the breaker with it. Because the breaker, the apostolic is going to operate in the breaker. And because we're going to come to the gate and then we're going to kick the gate open. Kick the gate open. We need that apostolic. We need that breaker. We need them to be together. We need to be married so that they come and they open the doors in front of us. Shifts the whole dynamic. Shift the whole thing right there. Shift the demand. We don't have to. We just look to God and say, God, you do it. Because I tried it in my own strength. I've been standing here a while. I've been standing here a day. I've been standing here a ways. But I'm telling you, Lord, it's time for you to let the breaker through. Hallelujah. That's his name. It's his nature. Sometimes the breaker comes and it draws things that, it does things that when David went to Jerusalem, I told you about David going in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was at that point in time held by the Jebusites. And it had never been actually possessed by the Israelites yet. But Jerusalem stood between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, and he was king of the southern kingdom, and he says, I want to be not just king of the southern kingdom, I want to be king of the northern kingdom too. And God has put it on me. So he knew what God put on him. Then God, the breaker came alongside to set the timing. The breaker came alongside to set the timing, and he opened the door. And what happened is they went into Jerusalem. You know what the Jebusites are known for? The Jebusites are known for rejection and depression. Rejection and depression. But they actually, what they did was they actually went through a gate that wasn't even known to be a gate, because they came in through a tunnel that was a well, that was a water tunnel. It was a water conduit. And so they came in, and apparently that water conduit had like 14 inches of air at the top of it. And so those men got in that tunnel and put their mouth up and stayed in there and went into the city like that and attacked the city from the inside instead of from the outside. The gate opened the way. And they didn't even know there was a gate there. And the Jebusites, all those things that the Jebusites were representing were displaced. And now the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Israel became one, the kingdom of Judah and kingdom of Israel all became one kingdom, located and ruled from one place. First time in history that it happened. Because God set the timing for one who had the breaker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So some gates are meant to isolate and diminish. That's why the Jebusites were hung up there with rejection and depression. See, that breaker gives us a way to break through systems of thought and perceive limitations. Oftentimes it's not even the fact that there's a gate there. It's that we don't know what's on the other side of the gate, so we stop instead of pushing through the gate. It's a perceived limitation, but it's not even a limitation, because the fear is keeping us from breaking through. It's time to bust it open. It's time to bust it open. It's time to allow our conditioned responses to be conditioned by something new. No longer conditioned by the enemy, but conditioned by what the victor says I can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember Eliakim? God raises up. He's already called you as his Eliakim. He's already setting you in place as his Eliakim. You ready? Come on up. Come on up. Welcome, Miss Tina.
I'm sorry about spitting. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This mic is COVID free, right?
No. Yes, ma'am.
If not, this body is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, we just stirring in this breaker. It's a topic. It's a hot topic that I just love diving in. Anytime the topic comes up, it stirs me. And it's actually have availed me in a new way. And I want to release that real quickly unto you. And I want to release, even on last night, how the breaker did a visitation to me last night. And it was just so amazing how it just filled my room. But I want to just slow down and kind of tell you that the breaker exposes who you are. I want to let you know that the breaker will show you up. I want to tell you that the breaker will have its own embarrassment with you. Come on, somebody. The breaker comes to confront you. It goes up before you so it can challenge you at that level to take you to another level. Come on and get, come on. I need an anointing to come in here today. I need an intercessor to pray for me. I know that people's online because you're chatting up my phone here, but I have to break down what the breaker is coming up for. What his job is to expose you, to break you down, to make you feel like you can't do it because God is getting ready to do it. Come on and give God some praise. The breaker comes in to kind of push you out the way, make you lean and depend on him. I'm going to preach a little bit like old school. The breaker make you bow down a little bit. It gets you to a new place. It knows that you're ready for the promise. It knows, Micaiah, that you're going to great places. You're going to meet good people. You're going to shake hands with divine kings and queens. But when you come up to the gate, it's going to make you feel like you're nobody. Hey, Sedorobosa. Because the breaker got a plan to make you somebody in him before you go into your access. The breaker is a force to be reckoned with. And if you're ready to reckon with him, he's most available to reckon with you. It is a point in us that we get so frustrated with our own selves. We don't need anybody to beat us up. We're good at that ourselves. I don't need you to talk about me because I'm pretty good about that myself. Come on and give God some praise. I break this atmosphere with the breaker because today is the day of impartation. You don't need people talking about you. You do it so well yourself. That's why the breaker is Christ. It's his essence of who he is. How he comes up to your new beginning. He comes up to your frustration. And when he see all that frustration and that old man, he confronts that old man. Because he knows that the old man is going to be the one to come to the gate. He's already ready for you. Because there is a breaking at that gate. It's an experience. Sometimes it's open and sometimes it's very privately. It's very intimate. The breaker can be very, very intimate. The breaker and you can have a collab every day in your house and nobody knows it's happening. The breaker can meet you in the shower every night and the people that live with you don't even know your experience. The breaker can cook with you and nobody even know that he showed up. Because it is a force to be reckoned with. It is a confrontational because something is going to happen at that gate. It's a reason that he comes up first. It's a reason that he sits and he waits. It's a reason that things do happen before other things happen. And it's all reasonable. And it's all good. And my son Mateo is coming through his spiritual journey. I'm learning how to minister to a 26-year-old. You call it spiritual journey, you make get their attention a little better. And he's having an experience away from home. So all he can do is call and go back and forth right now. And so I released a breaker on it. And I told him, don't change when you get home. Change where you are. The situation he's in is have his mindset thinking that I need to change when I get there. But the breaker was released. And I said, No. You're going to change before you come home. Something is going to happen before you come to the promises of God. Before freedom. Before you go into your next place. Before that door open. Before promotion. Before the good tidings and blessings come in. The breaker is going to meet you. And the breaker met him last week. And he began to break through and began to just minister to me, per se. He was trying to hold back, but I told him, just give it to me the way it comes out. Just give it to me like a 26-year-old would. And he began to spew out. And I knew that he was in contact with the breaker. And when he began to come through his breakthrough, Monica, on his birthday at his job, they threw like this pizza party celebration. Called him in and surprised him. He was off that day. They called him in. And they had got together and planned the celebration for him. And he's having a wonderful week. But the breaker is released. So he's moving in the breaker. I'm trying to let you know that when it happens, it's not going to stop till the job is finished. My God, I feel an anointing. He's not going to stop till we finish the job. And so Mattel, he's having a good time. And then his birthday, and then he's off. Then they wake him up and say, hey, they want you in. You're off. He says, some Emmys go in. They threw him a big surprise party. Wasn't supposed to do it. Ain't supposed to be throwing no surprise parties right now. And the pizza and all this. And there's one guy that he told me this out of innocence. But it let me see how the gate experience happens on one's life. But I know it happens to me. So I want to share with you that through the celebration and the breaking of what's happening to Mattel, in the midst of the party, a guy pulled him to the side and say, I can go to the store and come right back. You want anything? My son is in the breakthrough. And he's like, no, I can't. Nothing? My son is like, no, I can't. He innocently couldn't think of nothing. But because at the time of the breakthrough and when the breaker is released, you're really carrying the old man up to the gate. Say, hey. And as that old man get to the gate, there's familiarity around that gate. It's things that are familiar with you at the gate. So while your mind is going into the breakthrough, there's something happening at the gate with your name on it, and you didn't even call it forth. And the guy began to tell him how he can sneak away and go get some drugs. Go get some, have fun. Go get some, hey, we're going to just take it up a notch. It threw my son off. And he began to negotiate at his gate. Nah, I don't really want that. So the guy was pushing it in. He said, nah, I'm good. He kept trying to bring the good in. But when you had a breakthrough, that old man gonna show up anyways. Nobody is exempt from the old man because he's gonna come anyways. It's like, well, who invited you? He's attached to you. He is you. And that's why the breakers say, I must go up before you and wait on you to get there to break and shatter the old man and put a new identity inside of you. And my son began to lower the bribery down, like tone him down. And I took lead of the conversation, Renee. When I took lead, I said, let me tell you something. This is how you know you're going into something new. It's because out of everything that he could have approached you with, he reached to your past and picked up something. He touched what's make you weak in your old man. He wanted to bring back the old Mateo. You're not even at home in Cypress, Texas. And the enemy still know familiar of your old identity. And I say, son, this thing is spiritual now. And so now it's time for you not to see things as physical flesh. It's time for you to see this thing in the spirit. Because God has ordained for many of us to come into a great place. And the enemy is trying to use something that's familiar with your old self. He's trying to tap something that's familiar. He's trying to let you remember who you were. And soon as I took on, my son got silenced. Like, he was like, felt like, did I fail the test? I said, I thank you for being honest to reveal to me in the realm. And I'm telling you, son, that as you're walking through a breakthrough, the enemy sees an old man on you. And I want you to be really aware and cautious during this time of breakthrough. And I want you to own your breakthrough and embrace it. Because now you're getting out from your heart space serious with God to where now the enemy is trying to come up to the gate with you. But the breaker anointing is released. And I want to read this scripture. Because we must know what's happening. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. There's a wrestling. And that breaker is strong enough to break that atmosphere. That breaker is strong enough to break the stronghold and the old identity. The breaker is strong enough to come in. There's no competition with the breaker and what's happening in your life right now. Now, this is me, how I minister to my son. There's no competition. There's no, my mama know God and I don't. There's no competition. The breaker is in on itself. And he's going to work on your behalf as he see fit. And we're coming in a time of change that has already happened. And because the change has already happened, there will be many experiences, and one will be the shattering of that old man. And you will begin to see how this is how you really gonna know you're in your breakthrough. It's because somebody's gonna let you know who you were in your old man. And it's not going to align to where you're going. Come on, put your hands together for it. I'm going to say it one more time for you, Corinne. The exposing of this old man is only a sign that it's over and this is the past. And this will be the unction of you knowing, I'm going in now, and I'm going in without the old identity, and I'm going into my new place without the old. And whatever is here for me to purge and come through, I take hold of my new identity and image in Christ. And I celebrated and I told him, I'm letting you know now, I'm not going to know you when you come home. See, I'm already decreeing a thing. I won't even know the old, I won't even know the new Mateo. I'll be meeting the new guy when you come home. Yeah. I send it in the waves that we have to encourage the new what's coming forth now. We have to now bubble up the pot and say it's all new coming forth through the gate. I haven't seen my daughter in probably physically seen her probably in 2.5 months. But I see the new on her every time I FaceTime her. And I tell her, let the new come on through the gate. Come. Because there is a familiar spirit that had to break off of you to bring you forth through. And the midwives will stand and they will celebrate you. And people that is divinely connected to your destiny will celebrate the new person who you are. then they will begin to celebrate that new anointing coming in. And I see the presence of my son. I feel it. And the Lord thy God say, you don't even know him. And I celebrate into that breaker experience. And last night, the breaker was shattering. And the way that I saw shattering, it looks like firecrackers. It looked like explosions of just firecrackers. So it's like even when the old man is shattering, it's still a glistening glow that's coming from your life. It's still like firecrackers going off. It's like the kaboom is happening. But there's a glory coming up from the essence of who you are. And every time I fell back to sleep with my eyes closed, I could see the breaker breaking through people's lives. And it was like a freight train, like you wasn't even ready for it. It was like a roller coaster. You ever got on one of them roller coasters and you think you're ready for that roller coaster until that man pushed that button on that roller coaster? You can't even prepare yourself for the Superman down there in San Antonio. Hello, somebody. For the Batman. You can't even prepare for the amount of speed and acceleration and movement and power that those roller coasters will give you. There is no preparation. I don't care how much you say, I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like. I've been on it five times already. I rode it before. It's going to go fast. It's going to go really fast. When that roller coaster take off, it's unimaginable how your mind and your body feels because it takes over every facet of your body. And it leaves you in a whelm. I'm talking about how the breaker, he's like a phantom. He comes in and he's... Because you're not prepared. You don't even know what it can do with your life. You don't even know that it's an old man until he shatters it. Say, psh, that was an old man on you. Shantabuko say, hey. When he shatters it, he said, that was old. Shantabuko say, hey. When he comes and he releases it, that was old. He's like, you know, it's like me and Anna trying to fill the cup. Where is it? Where's my jacket? I broke it off of you. I shattered it. You can tell when that covering's off of you. Like, oh. You can tell when you feel a little vulnerable. You can tell when things have shifted. And I believe that prophetically why the breaker came in last night and said, and as I saw it break out, he said, Tina, tell my people, I will break them out in phases at the gate. I will move into the first phase over them. And as the first phase come forth, he says each phase will represent something significant in their lives. That everything was used unto my glory. And just because you can't take it to destiny don't mean it was good back then. He's going to secure you in this hour. He's going to secure you that you did make the right decisions. Come on, somebody. I feel a securing. He secured me that I'm supposed to be with this man right here. He secured me and say, you're safe. I kept you safe. The security at the gate is mighty. It was a phase that we need. Sometimes we just need a special phase from him. For him to tell you, it's okay. And all you can think about is what you did. And he's still telling you, it's okay. Only a breaker can do that. Only a breaker can secure you in your failure. Only the breaker can say, was I supposed to? There is no negotiation because it's all good at that gate experience. Because he don't have time to go and back and forth ever negotiations. Because there is a new life to live. There is something else that's pulling you. Just like Pastor Chuck said, how the vapor comes down into that fuel that pulls into that engine. Those two components cannot negotiate. Are you going to do it or you're not? Are you going to do it or you're not? Is the car on or off? Is it on? Did you turn the car on? Okay, is the car on? The car is on. There is nothing there. The breaker will break every atmosphere that needs to be broken. I'm talking about these are atmosphere, these are principalities. These are things that are attached to the old mind and old systems. So when something new comes in, there's a rejection. Like, oh, this is new. This is new. The church is new now. But when you break through in that atmosphere, this atmosphere feels tangible and good. How many know that this feels good in here? Glory be to God. And the next phase, he said, there's going to be another phase that will happen so fast that there will be no tarrying. So that means you're already moving through something. That something's already happening. I'm here to tell you that the breakthrough could take days. It could take weeks. It could take months. We don't live in, in 24 hours is just going to be. That's a miracle. That's something instant and very suddenly happens. But if you are in a relationship and you knowing that I come to you as I am and I surrender and I submit, there's an understanding in the phases of your breakthrough. And this is a critical point. And this is how I had to come into my daughter and midwife her through it. I said, you're right in the middle of this thing now. And I'm going to tell you, it feels so uncomfortable with her because it's not making sense right now. Everything looks not on her side. Everything looks against what's supposed to be happening. Am I talking to somebody? I'm in breakthrough, but it don't look like a breakthrough. But I come to tell you that you are in one. I come to tell you that you are in one. And when I stepped inside of her situation, instead of, I went in and I prayed like 3 or 4 days and I said, I'm coming. And when I sent her a word, I sent her paragraphs with nothing penetrate until I saw her face to face and saw the struggle myself. And when I saw her, I knew she was in breakthrough. And I'm saying, you're almost there. You're at the brink of this thing. Your name will be lifted high. Your spirit is to come up. And I looked around her apartment on FaceTime. And I said, I command all negativity to leave that room now. I command every thought that's exalting itself against her be pulled down by this right now. And I pulled every stronghold down. And when we finish, she began to keep moving in her breakthrough. Because why? The gate experience. It can make or break you. It has to be known. Because there is a place called I give up. I don't believe. This is not happening. What is this? I am frustrated. God said, I don't see. It's all a part of the breakthrough. It's all in it together. It's all there. And the beauty of it is how he has come up to wait on you. To say, I already knew you was coming like this. I figured out that every new man become old. And every old man's supposed to die and go away and never come back again. Let me say it to you online. I said, every old man becomes old. Every new man becomes old. But every old man should go and never come back again. So even in your new man, there is a day that's coming that new man will become. And this part of that old will never I got one person in the church today. I'm talking about a breakthrough. I'm talking about a healing that I saw this week. I'm talking about we have to keep going. Yesterday, my mom got the greatest breakthrough and we broke down. I mean, we're on the phone. I'm on my knees. I mean, breaker just all over me. And all the thing I can say is we shall run on, Father. We are going to run on because you have given us the strength to do so. That's why. And the last is how another phase came in. And I remember him saying, here's another phase coming in. But the breaker, the explosion and the fireworks just changed. The colors would change. The sound would change. And I knew that it was something different happening. Until this breaker is finished. And then many of us are getting ready to walk into something of a whole new creation. Some people call it a new earth, a new era, a new realm. You're not going to look too cute with an old man in this new stuff. And I think the most devastating, we had 12, 13, give me two more minutes. The breaker's got you holding right there. You feel that breaker holding you. Shh. Put a peg there. You know, when it shatters, everything changes. Divine connection, friendships, family, you know, at home, the neighbors, you don't even look at them the same. 5 years, they made you mad. All of a sudden, they all right. What's up, neighbor? What's up? You know, 50 years of getting out your car, never spoke. He never spoke. You never spoke. And all of a sudden, the new man shows up. And hey. I like your new car. I didn't tell you last year when you got it, but you had a grandbaby house. Yeah, she's 5 now. Okay. All right. Well. She getting big, though. She getting big and beautiful. Life is so good. Yeah, we having dinner this Sunday. Come up by 3:00. Bring everybody. This is the what? The new man. The breaker is shattering. And for the friends that, you know, like Mattel, they don't even know my son. The ones that want to come up. Hey, I'm going to the store. You need anything? No, I'm good. This is the season to say, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm okay. They try to give you a whole chicken. They try to give me so much food this week. I say, I'm good. I'm like, Lord, I can't take it and lie. So you know what I said? If you give it to me, I'm going to throw it away. And they backed off me. Because it's time to say, I'm good. I'm okay. And it's time for you to visit those areas where breakthrough is needed now. It's time now for a new visitation of those areas that you didn't really want to deal with. Now it's time to visit those things and allow for that new breaker to come in. Because the shattering will expose you that the old man is really gone and that the new one is here. And he says in his word of God, he says in Micah, that the Lord will come up and he will be on their heads. That when it's finished, he will be upon their heads. So when they come through, like I told my daughter, they ain't going to see you. They're supposed to see God. So anytime people can see you, that breaker is not finished yet. And it's okay to stay in phases however long you have to. Because there is an end to it. And at the end, he says, my final phase will be manifested. My final phase will bring you the liberty to run freely into promise. While getting to your promise, you will suddenly have a thought that it was never, ever, ever delayed, taken, denied. That it was always there, kept, protected, just for you. We release the breaker anointing upon you this day. And we say that there is a promise over your life, I prophesy. Even if you think it was 5, 10 years ago prophecy, if you ask me, those are the ones that's coming to pass. The wait is not only over. There was never a wait. That was just a dealing like Jacob with the old man. That was just a wrestling period. And there will be a free run into promise. You will remember even this Sunday, my voice telling you, she said the thought would come that I'm in my promise that it was never ever withheld from me. And it was always there, made available. May the breaker be released. May you embrace every part of what's going to happen through your phases. And let me tell you about the final phase as well. The final phase. It was like the kiss of heaven. It's like a merge of heaven and earth. It's like his will coming through you in that final phase. It's like everything that you have carried concerning God have his free will in this earth. Not only are you a carrier, but you are one that must give birth. And everybody's labor is different. God bless you. And we love you.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just give me just a couple minutes because Kim has a word to bring into that. And we'll just release a little quick impartation too. Amen.
So this morning, during worship, I found I was standing at the bottom of a ladder. And as we were worshiping, it was like crystal oil, if you will, was going up the ladder. But then all of a sudden, this big drenching of gold came down. And I just stood in it. And he said, get your house in order. Get your house in order. And he showed me something in my past. And he said, what do you want to do about this? And this is going back to at least my grandmother and my mother and me. So it was definitely a generational thing. He said, what do you want to do about it, Kim? I said, take the axe to it. Yeah. Take the axe to it. But then... He gave me this word earlier and I was like, oh Lord, geez, this is a tough one. But he knew. I'm calling this the gate message. He said, choose to whom you belong, child. I have been patient with you as any loving parent would be, but times call for you to pick a side and to walk it out. Having one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom will no longer qualify you to carry my glory. I inhabit pure places, places that are totally yielded to me. What do you love? If anything is before me, you need a realignment. What captures your attention? What keeps you occupied? Pursuit of me is key. Staying in me brings transformation, not just for you, but for the ones who you will encounter. I love you, child, but they do not need what you have to offer. Tough, huh? They need me. Not a diluted version of me, but a pure transfusion of me. That is only possible through being wholly surrendered. Examine your heart. Willingly lay down those things that do not look, sound, or act like me. Freedom is found in the unburdening. Dunamis is the end result. And that power will shake a nation. It will shake the world, child.
Amen. Amen. Glory. You know, there was a moment. There was a moment when Joseph was in prison. There was a moment where he was a day away from freedom. He was in his breakthrough. He had entered into his breakthrough and wasn't out of the breakthrough yet. He'd come to the gate, but wasn't through the gate yet. And then there was a day when there was an hour. There was an hour where he was about to be moved into second place in all the kingdom, but he had to still step through that gate. So God has positioned some of us right. We're at that gate. God has positioned some of us in the middle of it, and it might feel like it's in the middle of a crisis, but it's not a crisis, it's a gate.